We start the fourth with Goshen leading Warsaw 41-34. The Red Hawks outscored the Tigers that quarter 15-7. Warsaw ball to start the fourth. Heckman to Yeager on the left wing. Bricker, Carson Gould also out there. Heckman's got it at the three-point arc against Elkridge. Behind the back dribble, kicks it out. Jackson Gould, another 25-footer, comes up short, and the rebound's grabbed by Bechtel for Goshen. Again, an open shot, and there's a foul in the backcourt on Jackson Gould. It's only his first, but an unnecessary foul. And that's three team fouls against the Tigers in the second half. Goshen's only been called for one. The Red Hawks will play it in at midcourt. Hill looking at Bechtel, can't get it in. And Bechtel runs into Gould and ends up with the ball. There was no official back there. I'm not sure the official who administered the inbound saw what happened. Eldridge out on the left wing looking for Hill, but Heckman's there with him. Hill had to come all the way out 35 feet from the basket to get it. Dribbles toward the center circle. Now back toward the near side. Now he's leaning to the right-hand dribble. Goes behind his back at the three-point arc and then backs it away again. And then the handoff to Bechtel. And we'll have a timeout taken by Michael Wolfer. This is a full timeout, and we will take it. 7:09 left to play in the fourth. Goshen 41, Warsaw 34. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. After the turnover, Warsaw with the ball. Gould, loft, balance, left-handed shot goes in. Holy mackerel, what a shot by Jackson Gould. He's got 17. Warsaw within five at 41-36. Bechtel across the line, pressured and a foul call. Carson with his second. Team's fourth, out of bounds.
Well, and Carson's done an excellent job of keeping the ball out of Bechtel's hands the last three possessions, and right there, he gets called for a foul because he's riding him a little bit, but you'd rather have that pressure heavy on him and try to keep the ball away from him as much as possible.
Heckman knocks it away from Hill in the backcourt. Hill slides then with it. He's still got the ball. He slid with it. How is that on travel? Alford the other way. Drives in on Yeager. Shoots. Blocked by Yeager. And the foul is called on the other side of the court. Holy mackerel. Yeager's going to get called for a foul by the official who had the farthest view of it and the worst angle. Yeager with his third. How is this not travel down here? He slid 10 feet with the ball.
You don't see Coach Moore get upset with officials as much as what he literally ran down the sideline. That was a bad, bad, two different separate calls that this officiating crew's had. And they've been pretty decent all night, but right there, that's a bad segment for him.
Alford makes the first of his two free throws. Noah shoots again. And that one's no good. And Yeager got run into from behind as he grabbed the rebound. So it's a six-point game with 6:10 left. Still a long way to go, but the Tigers got to get their offensive flow going. Heckman out at the top. Eldridge backs way off of him. He drives right around him and scores. Drew with seven. 42-38, Warsaw within four.
And that's what Warsaw needs. Drew gets ahead of steam before he gets to that defensive line about 8 feet from the basket, and they can't stop him.
Hill gets free of Heckman, but didn't shoot it. Flips it out to Werthmann for three. No good. Alford the rebound from 12 in the lane. No good. Tipped and tipped again and tipped a third time. And Bricker couldn't grab it. Bechtel then kicked it out of bounds. It belongs to Warsaw. Holy cow. Oh, how many times can you have it and not have it?
I mean, that bounced around four or five times. You got Luke Bricker in there battling on the boards. Give Warsaw a lot of credit right there. They earned that this next possession.
Heckman. Spins in, throws it left side, Carson Gould, then back out to Heckman. He's going to dribble it all the way out to the line. Eldridge at the free throw line. Heckman takes him right, kicks it out. Jackson Gould, three on the way. Good! His third three-pointer of the game. He's got 20. It's a one-point game. The Tigers trail 42-41. Hill off the right. Yeager picks him up on the switch in the corner. He'll dribble out to the wing and then pick up his dribble and get to Bechtel. Bechtel to the center circle. Right side, Werthmann. Back to Bechtel. Left side to Alford. Out to Eldridge. Eldridge hands back to Werthmann. He's double-teamed out there. Bounces in the corner to Alford. Skip pass across. Heckman saw it coming and stole it. Heckman has no numbers. At the line. At the arc. Runs it right down the lane. All the way in. Foul called! Eldridge from behind. Heckman shoots two. The first one to tie the game with 4:40 to go.
Well, an excellent job by Warsaw to realize the matchups, get them into four corners the previous two possessions. And right there, Drew waits for the defense to get settled in, and that's when he kicks it into fourth gear. And finally, he gets a call on Elvidge, and it's been a long time coming for Drew.
First one is up. We are tied at 42.
The previous possession where Jackson hit that three, Drew does a great job of noticing his help side coming in. Jackson's guy leaves him, and he's able to kick it for a wide-open three for Jackson.
Warside the lead at halftime 27-26, and then Goshen went on a run in the third to take the lead. Heckman shoots for the lead, and he got it. It rolled around, it rolled around, it rolled around, it went through, and the Tigers have taken the lead, 43-42 with 4:35 left to play. Hill to the right against Heckman. Hands off in the weave to Bechtel, out to Workman, left side to Alford, down to Hill on the baseline. Hill, 10 feet out, takes it in the lane, floats it up there. It's no good. Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw. Jackson Gould in transition up the near sidelines. Here comes a trap. He gets it out of there. Timeout called by Matt Moore. Timeout Tigers. Let's keep it here. It's a 30 with 4:17 left, and Warsaw leading 43-42.
Well, it's not a secret that Warsaw plays a lot of young kids, a lot of sophomores. Luke Jaeger's a junior, but they've got two seniors currently on the floor right now that they have needed to step up in this fourth quarter and late in that third quarter, and they've both done just that. Jackson Gould and Drew Heckman trying to grab this team kind of by the jerseys and get them going so they can finish this game on the road. It is not easy to win an NLC game on the road, but when you're a senior, you got to step up in a time like this, and so far we've gotten that out of Drew and Jackson.
I think we got Drew back.
Yeah.
Wow. Wherever Drew went, whatever was happening, he looks really, really good right now.
And I was hoping that early in the first quarter when there was a couple fouls that I thought should have been called on his drives, I was hoping that he didn't start being timid. And now he's starting to realize if I get a full head of steam on this guy, he can't stop me, and neither can anybody else on Goshen's defense.
Well, Michael Wolford knows it, and he's taken him out and brought Leighton Weddle back in the game. Warsaw the ball in a one-point lead approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Here comes Heckman, starting at the top. Pulls up for a 15-footer, missed it short. He saves it in. Jackson Gould right wing, three-pointer, in and out, and back. Oh, no good. Jaeger the rebound, back up. He was fouled. That ball went around the rim three times before it lifted out. And there's a Goshen foul coming against Worthman, his third.
And the most impressive part was Drew took a mid-range jump shot, which was actually a pass to himself because he goes and chases it down. Give him credit for following a shot.
Gould right corner, down to Jaeger on the block. Foul called, it's Worthman again, and that's his fourth. It's one at 3:59 and another at 3:58. And Michael Wolford's going to leave him out there. Carson Gould to throw it in. Bricker's in the game. He's got it right corner up the sideline to Heckman. Heckman walks it out to the line, gets it to the center circle. Jackson Gould now left side. Carson Gould out to Jaeger. And a right side ball knocked away by Alford, and it was not saved in. The official on this sideline got sucked in almost all the way to the volleyball line, and he had to turn around and make a very awkward call. And here comes Eldridge back into the game for Goshen.
You know, Goshen's going to go big here, so you know if you're Warsaw, be cognizant of that.
Heckman drives it in, stumbles, falls, puts it up. Traveling is going to be called. 43-42 Tigers. Brant Martin to the scores table to check in with 3:43 to play. Bricker comes out. That's defense for offense. Hill to throw it in. He has not scored yet in the fourth. Warsaw with some token pressure. Bechtel in the backcourt with it. He'll dribble across the line. Takes it right. Down the right side of the lane. All the way in. He scores. Bechtel in double figures now with 11. Goshen back to the lead. It is 44-43. 3:25 to play.
Well, and Eldridge with the ball screen right there. And it's impossible to get through his ball screen. Warsaw's got to communicate because that's got to be an automatic switch.
Carson Gould off the right. Back to Heckman out of the left. And a foul is going to be called against the Tigers for an illegal screen. Jaeger See, that's his fourth.
And that's the exact same screen that Elvich just set at the top of the key with the same official looking right up the lane. We don't get the call down here. Luke's stationary. They run into him. But when we get called for a foul because the contact came off a guy that was running so fast.
Every trip is big now with 3:10 to go. Goshen the ball in a one-point lead. Hill to the left. Out top for Bechtel. Drives right into Carson Gould up the side of the lane. Falls. Fires a 12-footer way short. Rebound tipped by Eldridge. Taken away by Heckman. Heckman up the near side. Crosses to the middle. Back to the right. Out to Jackson Gould. 2:48 to go. Tigers down by one with the ball to our right. Eldridge got the rebound at the far end and was falling backwards. Jackson Gould drives in, puts it up lefty, and he got fouled from behind again. Eldridge was there. Is he the guy? Yes, sir. That's his third.
Carson Gould. Obviously, it's a Gould situation about toughness, but Carson Gould's so tough. He goes down there, rebounds the basketball, keeps it alive, and ends up we get the rebound because of him. But takes a shot from Elvridge, who, as we've talked about, 6'7", pretty big boy.
240.
Shakes it off and sprints back down the floor, and he's the first person to pick up Jackson on the baseline after he gets hammered. Just the toughness of those two right now are just, if you're a coach, and if you're Coach Moore, you've got to really be excited about what's going on with your team in terms of just their physical and mental toughness.
Quinn Bechtel kind of cramping up as we were waiting for them to wipe up a wet spot under the basket. Gould shoots the tie, and he missed it. Back of the rim, front of the rim, and just crawled over on the way out. Still a one-point Goshen lead. 2:38 left. Jackson shoots for his 21st point. It's up there, and it's no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Bechtel. Red Hawks the ball, leading 44-43 with 2:30 left. Bechtel. Left side to Alford. Alford out top and a foul called on Jackson Gould. His second. It'll be a non-shooting. Oh, yes, it will be a shooting. That's 17 fouls on the Tigers. Worthman will shoot 1-1. He's 10 out of 15 at the free throw line this season. He has not scored since the second quarter. His team leads by one at the moment. This is 1-1. Free throw up. It's good. He's got eight, and it's a two-point game. Goshen has two timeouts left. Warsaw has the same. The possession arrow belongs to Goshen. Worthman shoots again. Missed it. Rebound Heckman for the Tigers. Heckman races up the floor. Races down to the left block. He spins to the lane. He's double-teamed. Got through it. Shoots it. Missed it. Martin tips it up and in. And a foul! Holy cow! Martin in from the right, grabbed the loose ball off the rim, score it, and one.
And Brant Martin, a guy that hasn't shown a lot of emotion up until the last week or so, skies for that rebound, gets hammered, finishes the play, and turns around and gives a yell. And he's getting more and more comfortable. I'm just so excited to see this young man play for the next, the rest of the season and the next 2 years.
Back to the foul, his third. Martin for the lead, no good. Carson Gould, the rebound. He'll bring it out to the wing, and Warsaw will reload in a tie game. 45-45, 2:10 to go. Heckman out top against Alford. Takes it to the middle, to the foul line. 10 feet out, 8 feet out. Turn, shoots, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Eldridge for Goshen. 2 minutes left to go. 45-45 the score. Red Hawks the ball working to our left. Bechtel out top, off a double screen, from the elbow, comes up shooting, missed it. Rebound to Carson Gould for the Tigers. 1:45 left, and down the stretch they come at Intera Gym. Gould across the line. Warsaw going to spread the floor. Jackson picks up the dribble. He needs somebody, and he finds Carson. And he's fouled by Alford. They had one to give. They give it there. That was interesting.
Yeah, I'm not understanding but I mean, maybe they think they want to put Warsaw at the line if they find a guy that they think they can, gain a possession by them missing free throws.
Oh, the board was wrong, Jared. Oh, remember we said earlier about how good the scorekeepers and everybody are here?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Wolford just got burned by his own people.
However,
he thought they had one to give. They did not. It's 7, and now Carson Gould shoots 1-1. with 1:33 left.
You have to have a coach there giving you those updates and not rely on that scoreboard.
Gould shoots and missed it long. Rebound grabbed by Eldridge. Still 45-45. Down to 85 seconds left, and Michael Olford wants to take one of his two remaining timeouts. This is a 30. We take it with 1:24 left to play in the game. We're even at 45, and we're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. What a finish we have coming. 1:24 left to play in the game. Warsaw 45, Goshen 45, Red Hawks ball. Workman on the inbounds left corner. Eldridge wants it against Jaeger. They didn't get it to him. Skip pass to Alford. He hands back to Bechtel. 1:15 left. Does not look like they're playing for the last shot. Bechtel off his screen to the right. In the corner, Alford. Then back to the wing to Bechtel. Out top to Werthmann. Left side to Hill. Again, Eldridge down in the post against Jaeger. Hill hands back to Bechtel. A minute to play in the game. We're tied at 45. Left off his screen. Bechtel with room. Shoots from 16. And he missed it. And Jackson Gould's got the rebound. And then Hill tied him up. And it's going to be a held ball. And the Redhawks have the arrow. Jackson grabbed the ball and did not know that Hill was behind him, and Hill beautifully tied him up.
Well, and Drew and Carson are right there, and both of them have to be screaming to Jackson to protect the basketball because Hill waited and came in right behind him. The only way Jackson would have been able to know is if his teammates were yelling at him.
The ball is wet because Jackson had it up underneath his armpit up against his jersey. So they get that wiped off, and Bechtel now throws it in. Baseline left on the court to our left. 51 seconds. They lobbed it to Eldridge. Hands back to Bechtel. He takes it to the top against Carson Gould. All the way to the center circle. Eldridge standing there in a neutral position. Now he sends him left. Bechtel. Back out top. Gould knocks it away. It's off of Goshen. It's going to belong to Warsaw. With 37 seconds to go, Jackson Gould has done it again.
And down there, he has the turnover where nobody lets him know. And here, his effort gives Warsaw the extra possession. And my goodness, what a story this would be if they could figure out a way to pull this out.
Matt Moore would like to talk about what's going to happen next. It's a full timeout. 37 seconds left to play in the fourth. We are even at 45, and we are back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 37.3 left. Warsaw 45, Goshen 45. Both teams have one full timeout remaining. The possession arrow belongs to Warsaw on the next held ball. 17 fouls have been called against Goshen, 8 against the Tigers. And it's Warsaw ball right down here next to Nate Howitt on the near sidelines. Carson Gould, Luke Bricker, Jackson Gould, Brant Martin, and Drew Heckerman in for Warsaw. Carson Gould gets it, and he'll throw it into Martin right in front of him. He'll bounce it right back to Carson. Carson toward the center circle, 32 seconds. What you want to make sure here is you don't want to give Goshen another possession. You'd rather play overtime. Hill was trying to foul, and he does foul. Well, Michael Wolford is looking at his players and saying, what are you doing? How do you go through a 60 seconds of timeout and not understand and foul on purpose?
Well, and they were trying to foul Carson. Carson got rid of it to Jackson, and they certainly don't want to foul him. And all of a sudden, Warsaw with a tie game, 24 seconds to go. They're at the line.
Gould is 5 out of 6, but he missed his last one. 24 seconds left, tie game. Free throw up, free throw good. 21 for Jackson Gould. 3 nights after we thought we'd seen the last of him. The game in his hands at the moment. Jackson yells back to Carson, gets the ball, shoots it, makes them both. 7 out of 8, 22 points, 20 seconds left. Goshen has a timeout. Bechtel to the right, picked up on the switch. Skip pass across to Alford. He shoots a 3-pointer, and he made it. 10 seconds left. Timeout, Tigers. Noah Alford from the deep left corner hits his 11th three-pointer of the year, and they're going to put time up. We're going to keep it here. The clock sits at 8.9. They are going to change that and put it back to 12. 48-47. Does this look like last year's game?
This has been a heck of a basketball game. I mean, right there, Goshen, their first option was Hill on the other side. Warsaw did a good job of guarding him, but it took two guys. And so Alford on a skip pass all the way across, and he's got the composure to catch it. Almost step back to get his feet set and knock down a shot. But like we said, it's a senior-laden Goshen team. Their seniors aren't going to want to give this away at home, and certainly Alford's shot right there proves that. But now Warsaw with 12 seconds has got to find a way to score quick, and it's been tough sledding for Tigers to do that at any point in time tonight.
You got to give the other team something they gave them Alford, and it makes total sense. Now Warsaw's got 12 seconds. That's a long time. Warsaw is out of timeouts, and Goshen's going to press. Carson Gould to throw it in. Martin, Heckman, Bricker, and the Gould brothers are out there for Matt Moore. Warsaw down by one. They get it to Jackson Gould, running up the near sidelines against Bechtel. Crosses over in the lane. Lost it to Heckman. He'll turn and shoot it. It was blocked. There's a foul called. With 5.5 left, Heckman goes to the line and shoots two. The foul is on Weddle. That's his third. I'd given up on that one. I was looking under the bat because I thought there's no way they're going to call that foul. They did. And Drew's at the line, 3 out of 4 in the game, shooting two. He needs at least one to tie. The first one is up, and it's no good. Off the back of the rim to the left. Kicked off to the right. Drew looks at Jackson Gould, smiles, thumbs up, and says, I got this. 5.5 left. Trey Davis in the game. Heckman shoots it. Got it. 10 points for Drew Heckman. Timeout Goshen, their final timeout. And did time come off the clock?
Well, yeah, they threw it in before the whistle blew, but they're going to give them the ball underneath with the ability to run, I believe.
Okay. It should be 5.5.
Yep.
So they're working on that. We sometimes don't know if the clock is running how much time there really is. In this situation, we know because there was a foul, and the clock should not have changed. And now it's reset to 5.5, and that's correct. Both teams out of timeouts. So whatever happens now happens without too much coaching instruction. If you're Matt Moore here, what are you telling your team other than don't foul?
Don't foul, but make sure they pick up the ball. Maybe like a little token pressure, 33, which would be up to the free throw line, forcing them to touch the ball. If at all possible, don't let them catch the ball going towards their basket, because with 5.5 seconds, you can get the length of the floor and shoot a layup if you're able to get past that first line of defense. But, I mean, if you're the Tigers, you cannot foul and put them at the line to win this game, so you got to figure out a way to play good, solid defense without fouling.
My guess is that they're going to try to get Bechtel running on this inbounds. He is stationed at the free throw line on what would be Warsaw's left elbow. Hill is going to throw it in. 5.5 left, tie game. Bechtel's got it. Here he comes. 4 seconds. Three. Across the line, two. Off a screen. Ran into Martin. Back to Hill. A double pumping three is good at the buzzer, and Goshen wins. Trey Davis couldn't have done more than he did. He forced Hill to double pump to move the right-handed shot almost beyond his cheek on the left side. He banked it home, and Goshen wins 51-48.
And you described it perfectly. Deacon Hill's on his way down after having to double pump, throws it up and banks it in. I mean, Warsaw couldn't have played much better defense than what they just did right there, and it was the old Tristan Watford play from IU where he followed him all the way over and was able to get that shot off.
Goshen 51, Warsaw 48. Post-game coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Well, heck of a finish to a heck of a basketball game, but as we've seen too often over the last 20 years, the wrong outcome as Goshen at the buzzer beats Warsaw 51-48. Final scoring for the Red Hawks, who are 6-5. They get their first conference win of the year. They are 1-2. No Alford, 6, but he hit a big three-point basket down in the corner to give Goshen the lead late. Quinn Bechtel, 11. Gage Workman, 8. Ryan Eldridge, 5. And the hero and the leading scorer was Deacon Hill, who had 20 points, including the game-winning 3 at the buzzer. For Warsaw, falls to 6-6 and now 2-1 in the conference. Trey Davis, 2. Luke Bricker, 4. Brant Martin, 4. Luke Yeager, 6. Drew Hackeman played a really good game tonight. 10 points, 5 in the second, 5 in the fourth. And Jackson Gould, who we really thought that we'd see the last of on Tuesday night against Penn, 22 points for the Tigers. But Warsaw comes up 3 points short. And they fall tonight at Goshen, 51-48. Jared will have the final stats for us next on News Now Warsaw. Goshen 51, Warsaw 48. Time for the final stats. They're brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at altiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Go ahead, Jared.
For Goshen, they finished 17 of 33 from the field. For 51%, that included 6 of 8 from behind the three-point line, 8 of 11 at the free throw line. Goshen had 16 total rebounds and 10 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 16 of 36 from the field for 44%, which included 3 of 8 behind the three-point line, 16 of 21 from the free throw line. Warsaw grabbed 26 total rebounds and had 10 turnovers. Points off turnovers, Goshen had 8, Warsaw had 10. Second chance points, Warsaw had 2, Goshen had 0. Points per possession, Goshen played to a 1.06, while Warsaw played to a 1.10. And points off the bench, Goshen had 7, Warsaw had 17.
Well, you look at the way the game played out at the end, kind of thought maybe the team that had the ball last might be the one that won it. It turned out that way. Matt Moore is here. What a tough way to end a game, man. That was rough.
Yeah. You know what? The difference between this year and last year is the shot went in. A lot of credit to Goshen, man. They just continue to do and make plays. Their big guys made tough shots. I mean, we got to guard better. But no discount in the effort. I mean, coming back from 10 down pretty quick, and you're right there. You got to give Goshen credit, man. Their kids looking, 500 in the face, and they came out and gave a great effort.
Your guys on that last shot defended pretty well.
Yeah.
Deacon Hill had to double clutch and move the ball from his right shoulder to his left just to get it off.
Yeah. Did it go off the backboard?
Yes.
Yeah. So, again, you guard that well. We switched it well. We contested well. Shots go in sometimes, right? So, you can't, It's also not the last play that beats you. It's the three or four where you come up empty to get down 10. But, again, this is good to have to navigate, an effort that everybody makes you feel good, even though they lost Tuesday, which was a good effort. I'm still lost. Coming out here to see how we respond to some of that, right? And it gives us perspective. And at the end of the day, man, it still doesn't change what our purpose is and where we're trying to go. And I thought – for all intents and purposes, we did a lot of good things, but their guys made some tougher shots than we did.
You need Jackson Gould and Drew Hackeman to be your best players, and tonight you can make a pretty good argument they were your best players.
Yeah, they were, and they should be, and just appreciate their fight. And good news is you get another one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bad news is it's not a weak sister. It's somebody who's pretty good and formidable, and we're going to have to bounce back and push reset and get after it.
And has some mental toughness. They're excited about coming to the Tiger Den tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, great battle. And, again, hopefully we get a chance to avenge that come March.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see you in the morning.
Thank you.
Matt Moore, the Warsaw Tigers, after the Tigers fall at the buzzer, 51-48. here at Goshen. The final stats are brought to you by Altifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, online at altiferbergen.com. We continue our postgame coverage next on News Now Warsaw. They're going to need us to scoot out of here because they have the NLT wrestling meet in this room tomorrow. Chris Huber and his bunch will be up here to compete for an NLT championship. 51-48, Goshen wins it at the buzzer. We will give you our scores now. Northwood rallied and beat Northridge in Middlebury 51-46. Concord beat Plymouth 44-41. Mishawaka, I don't know what how many points exactly they scored, but the score we got in the third quarter was Mishawaka 22, Wallasey 17. They won 69-43, so they scored at least 47 in the second half to win that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's how do you respond coming out of the locker room? Clearly, Mishawaka responded extremely well against Wallasey tonight.
Bodie must have had some magic words.
He normally does, doesn't he?
He does. We'll have to ask him. Here, Goshen on a three-pointer banked in by Deacon Hill at the buzzer gives Goshen a 51-48 win over Warsaw. We'll finish up next on News Now Warsaw. 51-48, Goshen beats Warsaw at the buzzer. Jared Shaw, your thoughts?
I mean, we were treated to a heck of a basketball game. I mean, both teams, played incredibly hard. But this shows you how important possessions in the first quarter, second quarter, and third quarter are to get to this fourth quarter. And for Goshen to have an opportunity to win the game there at the end was a lot of things that came together throughout the game. But, you know, like Coach Moore said, you got to give Goshen credit, but you also have to tip your hat to the Tigers and the effort that they played with. I thought they played hard. There was just one or two possessions that you can look back on that maybe they rushed, and defensively they didn't quite communicate, and there was layups in the back end. But this is a learning process. You've got a team, you know, a bunch of sophomores with a couple seniors that stepped up today. Ultimately, your goal is to go to Elkhart and win a sectional. That's it. You want to win you want to win the conference, but at the same time, you want to lead your team to get to a point where you can go up to Elkhart and win, you know, however many games you have to play. And tonight is going to be a game that they're going to be able to look back on, and you can either grow from it or you can stay where you're at, and hopefully the Tigers see where they could go and grow from it a little bit, because there was definitely a couple bright spots that you can point to. Other than Jackson and Drew, I thought Luke Yeager had a great game. Carson Gould's defense and pressure forced turnovers. So the talent is there. They just have to get it to kind of gel together a little bit more, especially at the offensive end, because when you score 48 points, it's really hard to beat a good team that can, you know, when they only have to score 49, and of course tonight they only scored 51.
51-48. Goshen wins on Deacon Hill's three-pointer at the buzzer. He had 20 to lead the way for the Redhawks. Jackson Gould with 22 in the loss for the Tigers, who will be at home tomorrow against Peru. Boys JV at 3. Varsity follows that. Girls JV at 6, then senior night ceremonies, then the varsity game between Warsaw and Goshen will be following that. And we'll have coverage starting at 2:55 on News Now Warsaw. For Steve back at the station, for Jared, I'm Roger. Hope you enjoy the broadcast, not the outcome. Final score, 51-48. Goshen beats Warsaw here at the buzzer. Good night, everyone.